Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Nina. I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I want to open up a new unemployment claim.
All right. Can I have your social security number, please?
421-495184.
And can I have your first and last name, please?
Malik Moore.
And your date of birth?
March 11, 1999.
And your driver's license number?
One moment, please.
All right.
My driver's license number is 942-3758.
Thank you. And I just have a couple questions to ask. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage Prepaid Benefits Card. The Prepaid Benefits Card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer, sir?
Direct deposit.
Will that be for checking or savings?
It'll be for checking.
And can I have the 9-digit routing number, please?
One moment, please.
All right.
And you needed the routing number?
Yes, so I'll need the 9-digit routing number as well as the bank account number.
Okay. So the routing number is 262-275-835.
Just to make sure that I had that correct, was that 262-275-835?
Yes, 262-275-835. Yes, that's correct.
And I'll take the bank account number.
510-191-14521.
And just to make sure that I also had that correct, was that 510-191-14521?
Yes.
And can I have your mailing address, please?
6005 Cherokee Hills Drive, Northwest Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
And is this mailing address different from your residence address?
No.
And has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And what's your primary telephone number?
256-474-6439.
Thank you. And just to confirm this address back to you, that was 6005 Cherokee Hills Drive, Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810?
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Orlando have you ever lived at or been associated with? 3700 Curry Ford Road, 5079 Shale Ridge Trail, 5327 Hillock Way, 9531 Osprey Landing Drive. None of the above, or I'm not familiar with this property in Orlando.
3700 Curry Ford.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? St. Century GC, Talented Communications Works, Woodmaster of Plainwell, Youth with a Mission, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2220 Hartwood Avenue, 2889 Highway 51 South, 2937 Panorama Trail, 3415 Deerfield Road Northwest, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
3415 Deerfield Road Northwest.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What was that?
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? It's a trade readjustment allowance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yes.
And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
All right, and so since you have indicated receiving out-of-state wages, these wages will not appear on the first monetary determination you receive. These wages will be requested by our agency, and once we receive these wages, they will be added to the claim, and a second monetary determination of these wages will be mailed out to you.
Okay.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? This phone number being 256-474-6439?
Yes, it has changed.
All right. And I have a couple yes and no questions to ask you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I've had COVID recently.
Do you still test positive for COVID?
No.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your previous job title?
Assistant store manager at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
And are you seeking work in this current occupation?
Yes.
And you said your last place of employment was Tropical Smoothie Cafe?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Tropical. And do you have their address?
Yes, I do. 1 second.
All right.
All right, the address is 2324 Whitesburg Drive Southeast, and it's Unit A.
Okay, and what did you say was after 2324?
Whitesburg Drive Southeast.
Thank you. And do you have their phone number?
Their phone number is 1 second. It's 256-5-3-9-9-6-8-8.
Thank you. And when was your first day of employment with them?
March 20th of 2022.
And when did you say your last day of work was again?
My last day of work was the 21st of July, 2022.
And what city and state is this work performed in?
Huntsville, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
I was let go.
When they fired you, did they give you a different...
It was a lot going on at the time, and I had told my boss I needed a mental health day. And when I came back to work, he just told me not to come back. So I don't know if that was me being fired or let go. I don't know what to call that. He just told me not to come back after I told him that I needed a mental health day.
All right.
And I just had recovered from COVID the following week to that.
And what was the name and title of this person who discharged you?
Jalen Porterfield, and he is the general manager of the Tropical Smoothie.
And what did you do to try to resolve the issue before you were terminated?
I tried to get in contact with him days. I sent numerous text messages. I had even got in contact with the owner to ask her, was I still employed? And she had told me that she didn't know to speak with Jalen. As far as she had known, that were no issues, and I still worked for her. But I continued to try to get in contact with Jalen, and that's when he told me not to come back to work. But it took him 2 to 3 days to reply to my responses.
Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have pen and paper?
1 second, please.
All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so that temporary PIN is 8499, and that's the PIN you will use when you call in each week to do your weekly certification. If you ever lose it or forget it, it's the last two numbers of your social, which is 84, and then the last two numbers of your birth year, which is 99. Until
All right,
now,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'll read you your closing statement now. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov, and if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. Friday, and not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4555 524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. All right, Mr. Moore, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that is all.
All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.